You're watching or listening to We Got Your Six and Six Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
You have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we are the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here's the WEAP P3 team bringing you today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, good evening. It is April 10th, 2022, and this is Andrea Eichmann. I am here with We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime, 1800 every Sunday night here on Facebook Live and everywhere else you can possibly look. So check it out. Tonight, we are bringing you two really cool guests. We have Brandon Mills, who is a return musician with us, and we have Rick O'Toole, who's going to share some of his, I'm going to call it exciting and interesting information. He's up and coming right now. It's going to be fun. We're going to start tonight, like we always do, by taking off our hats and standing, if you can, place your hand over your heart and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, with which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woo! Welcome! And thank you, Tammy, Peggy and Bobby, and Jeremy, for joining us, and all the rest of you out there in Facebook world that stop in, gosh, almost all the time. It's great to see you. And we're always hoping we have someone new, so if you're able, send us a little message through Facebook and let us know you're here. Tell us what you're thinking. Welcome, Brandon. He's in his car. That's not his hotel room. He made that very clear to me earlier. I knew he was traveling.
I'm in a car.
You need a car. Not driving, because Mark gets really mad if you drive and you're on your phone.
This would be a good time to make fun of you, because you can't make fun of us back.
And he certainly didn't promise to be quiet, but I did hear him say he's not talking much. Not talking much. And Rick O'Toole is here with us. Yes. And it's going to be awesome to have you here tonight, Rick.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
It's awesome. You know what I have to do, because Mark does the talking? I have to go grab, you know, our format list. To make sure that I don't forget to say anything. So we are here. I don't know. We used to do this thing way back in the day. And since Mark can't really talk, there are only three of us that can talk on the screen. Let's hear a good couple sentences about what's the good right at this moment. What can you give us a couple sentences worth of what is the good right now?
Ooh, what's the good, man? I'm a serial optimist, so I think everything's good. I mean, I think, you know, I was listening to an interview with Jon Baptiste, who just won 5 Grammys, And he was talking about how there's an opportunity to find beauty in all of life. And he was talking about all these Ukrainian musicians who, even in the midst of gunfire and demolished buildings, they're going into these places and they're playing music and they're creating hope and love and confidence within the Ukrainian people and the spirit. So everything's good. There's always a reason and opportunity to find good in the madness that is life. I'll go with that. Does that feel good?
Yeah, that felt really good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That was good. All right, Rick, sorry. Now that you had a chance to think, but now you follow that good. What do you got?
Oh, the weather's starting to warm up. I'm starting to get outside. Finally get the kids outside this week. It's nice. Things are looking up everywhere. I mean, just like Brandon said, there's good in everything.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. I forget you're in our neck of the woods too. And yeah, it got to 60 today. So I was outside with the dogs all day. They kind of have spring fever and they might have worn me out a little bit. I don't know if they're tired yet. So that'll go. Derek, thank you for being here again tonight. I have some announcements. So I'm going to share some announcements. I have a lot of them, so I'll try to get through these pretty quick tonight. It is again, April, and it's the month of the military child. And I have to say, as long as we've been doing this, and I've been doing these notes, so I go research things that are happening in our world in way of military and first responders, and I always try to include the dates, and I miss some. But this one's been on my list every year, and I have seen more about the military child and the month of the military child in the last week than I think I've seen in the last 2 or 3 years. So I hope that's a good sign as well that, the world has to pay attention after this. We won't say the name of this crap that kept us home for a long time, but every kid's got some social, I don't know. We got to figure this out. But the month of the military child is a time to honor the sacrifices made by military families worldwide, with an emphasis on the experience of the dependent children of military members serving at home and overseas. Month of the military child is sponsored by the Department of Defense, Military Community and Family Policy, and supported by many other organizations such as the DODEA. There are a ton of opportunities and things going on, so check your local area if you'd like to help, volunteer, or just be in the know. It's also Military Saves Month, which is a bump from the Military Saves Week, where military members on duty, in duty, in the line of duty, and at home, and veterans are encouraged to pay attention to how and what they're saving and to get the families, especially spouses, involved as well. We had in New Hampshire on Monday around 2 p.m., the Plaistow Dispatch it was a fire call, got a 911 call reporting a fire and a second floor light fixture. A first alarm was started and auto aid was started. First due engine reported on scene in 3 minutes, reporting heavy smoke from a 2-story, 5-unit apartment building. They called for a working fire soon, followed by a second alarm. Several mutual aid towns assisted at the scene or covered the station during the fire. They got this fire under control within 30 minutes and there were no injuries. The American Red Cross was also contacted in case that family needs help. That was just a celebration of the quickness and the help covering by neighboring departments. And that's amazing. I just can't imagine all the pieces that were covered in 30 minutes and taken and under control at that point. And then in Newburgh, New York, police responded to a motorcycle versus vehicle with serious injuries in the area of the Walmart on Route 30. Upon arrival, the Winona Lake Fire Department and Town of Newburgh EMS, the motorcyclist was semi-conscious and laying in the roadway. Medics requested a medevac launched. Orange Lake FD set up a landing zone in the Walmart parking lot. Mobile Life ALS was also at the scene. A second ambulance was requested for the driver of the vehicle. The motorcyclist was lifted to Westchester County Medical Center while the driver of the vehicle was transported to the Montefiore, St. Luke's Hospital by the Town of Newburgh EMS. The southbound lane was shut down while Winona Lake firefighters used extinguishers on the motorcycle and stood by while the town of Newburgh police investigated the scene. Just a reminder, and we all know, but I saw so many motorcycles on the road today. The weather, as Rick said too, the weather's getting nicer. for all of us, you know, from the Bible Belt up. And so be on the lookout. Yes, you can hear them, but I know a lot of people, I hear their music before I see them too. So I have to think they can't hear motorcycles. We have coming up April 14th, Air Force Reserve birthday. Reservists in every branch are an important part of the Department of Defense's strategy for manpower, global reach, and military flexibility. The Air Force Reserve has approximately 450 aircraft with a great deal of additional aircraft options, thanks to the practice of the Associate Wing organization that allows active duty and reserve components to co-locate flying operations. According to several sources, a typical response time for the Air Force Reserve to become mission ready and fully deployable is about approximately 72 hours. The Air Force Reserve is not specifically focused solely on flying missions. Reserve forces include, not limited to, medical, civil engineering, intel, space force type operations, and security. So ever busy and ready to move. And the next day, April 15th, and this is a different one, so here's some fun, Purple Up Day. So we know the entire month of April is designated as the month of the military child. April 15th has a special place in that observance. April 15th brings a special dread for some because it is traditionally the day each year in the form of the observance among military families, military family support communities, and others worldwide in the form of Purple Up for Military Kids Days. Held on the 15th, it is a day for the DOD EA communities to wear purple and show support and thank military children for their strength and sacrifices. This is so near to our hearts. Mark and I are, so now that schools are pretty much all back in force, kids are not quite all there yet, but a lot of them have made the big step of coming back in. We have a group that we want to do called Heroes in the Classroom, where we can invite those first responder kiddos and those military kiddos and just sit and talk and figure out what's going on and see. Really, basically, they need to know they're not the only ones, but I think having someone to relate to at their age. I teach in the middle school, and those kids always think it's just them and they're alone and they don't know who to talk to quite often. So besides the counselors who are always busy. And then we have Easter, Good Friday through Easter Monday happening this weekend for those of you that are Easter celebrators. So hopefully everyone has a little vacation for that. I have Friday and Monday and I have a new grandbaby to go see in Bismarck after there's a snowstorm, 2 feet of snow, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to drive right up into it. It's a 7-hour drive. But it's going to be a fun weekend. So yes, thank you, Jeremy. Kids do need to be in school again, 100%. It's, you know, we can see the difference already in the kids that from where they were this fall until now, it's made a huge, huge difference. The socializing, the idea that they know who and where they can talk to somebody. This is not a reflection on parenting, but let's just say it's hard for them to sit in school. They need to figure that out again, an hour at a time and minute by minute. I'm always like, okay, 2 more hours, let's go, just behave. But anyway, we will get there. So we talked about what's the good, and I've got these two guys waiting here to share their stuff, and I can't wait to hear some more. Rick's got some, oh my goodness, cool and fascinating stuff. And I think Brandon's going to be able to relate. This is going to be a cool conversation. So you two feel free to just shoot off each other. When we talked to Brandon before, and we that was kind of at the beginning of where we figured out we wanted to fit musicians into this thing. We had several guests that just happened to be musicians that wanted to share their stories. And we saw value in the healing nature, the healing power of music, not just for the musicians bringing the music to us, but those that they can reach with the music. And not every song has to be military or PTS related to make that connection. It's life. And so I'm excited to bring that in. We like to think of this as a safe space as well, where we can ask questions, share ideas and thoughts, and just be who we are while we're here. So Rick, I want to introduce you to everybody, but I'd like you to kind of explain what it is you're working on and where you would like to go with that.
Well, I became an NLP coach, neuro-linguistic programming. It's basically an attitude and a set of beliefs that give you back all the power to take control of your life and design the life you want to live and start moving toward that.
And how are you looking to get that message out there?
I want to bring all the vets together and get them out of their heads. We need to start policing our own. There's too many struggling for no reason. And
That's very good.
Simply boils down to it. It's a choice, right? They're making choices to stay where they're at. I talked with a guy earlier today, and this usually comes up whenever I bring it up. And a lot of vets feel attacked or marginalized when I tell them they're making a choice. But when we start digging deeper into it, something clicks and they can see, okay, yeah, maybe this is a choice I'm making and I can make better choices.
That was very cool. And I think I shared a little bit about, you know, our eventual satellite resort like areas that we will get to eventually, where we would like to bring in people to share their messages exactly like that. And so just from the little that I know about people in psychology and, like you said, how people receive things, not everybody's going to be like, yeah, some are going to tell you can go where you should go, yeah, or I I've should heard say, it. And don't tell me who I am and what I'm doing and not doing. And right. So, and we have to keep in mind, it might not work for everybody. It's an option though, that is out there to be shared and offered. And so that is very cool. Can I ask, and this is kind of personal, but is this something, have you gone through sessions or a program?
I have. I got out of the Army in 2010. So I've had PTSD since 2006. I've had my ups and downs. And in 2012, it was really bad. I hit a really low point. Then I kind of came up a little bit. And then again in 2019, I hit another low. And that was, I hit the bottom. Like, there was no other way to go. It was either rise or die. And I was there. And then I picked up this book. And, you know, all the therapies, the medications, they weren't working. Nothing was working. I was seeing four different therapists with the VA. I was on sertraline and buspirone. It plateaued. It was going nowhere. I was stuck. I found the Warrior book by Garrett J. White. That kind of opened my eyes to some new things. And from there, I started down the coaching path, and I found and hired a coach for myself. And it was just like instant. It clicked, and I was out of the hole and moving on.
That is so. Other pieces of things I've done in the past as well is, and I think maybe we talked about this the other night too. You're right. You have to make that choice, and that choice means a big lifestyle change, and maybe a complete lifestyle change in a lot of instances. There must be things that you can't do anymore that maybe you used to do quite often. And maybe there are extra things that you have to do in a routine, I would guess. Right.
Yeah. We, as humans, we're geared towards routines. We love routines.
100%. And here's the civilian in me. You guys were in how many years of that specific, very forced routine, day in, day out, not by any of your choices, that then there's all that stuff to handle when you come back. So do you, I think we have, I have to get Peterson back on here. We will get your information too, and put it up like we practiced the other night. Okay. So now that I'm here talking, there's so many other things that happened behind. We talked about, oh my gosh, Mark and I talk about this all the time. He probably gets frustrated because I'm not a technology fast learner. So there's just so much in there and he's in it all the time and I'm not. So we will get all of your contact information in there and we will provide that. And I think your phone number as well.
Okay.
If we have that. You had a call out from Richard Fleek. I don't know if you saw that. He said, thank you for your service and welcome home, buddy. And then Brian Gibson. Also, he says hello.
Yeah, I know Brian.
Brian, I've seen Brian everywhere the last few days. He's been busy. So he's Project Diehard, Brian Gibson. And we'll probably talk more about him later. He's got a big event coming up in July. So we'll be sure and share some of that information as well. I'm going to mute my mark there for a second. Okay. Oh, look at him. He's got some pretty new earbuds in with the white cord. Do we dare let him speak quick and see how? Rick, we are coming back, so don't think you're off the hook yet. We've got more questions.
No, I'm good.
Okay, here's Peterson.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure this out. This is it's crazy. We got all right. What a nonsense.
I was gonna say he usually sits there with like four or five screens open. This is how he can do all this background stuff. Those of you that have never done podcasting on this side of it, I mean it's fun to be at the interviewee or the interviewer, but look at this stuff. There is that. So,
and it's crazy because my microphone's not working tonight for whatever reason, but and it doesn't do me any good to look into the camera of my my camera when it's on my cell phone now. Fine. But it's awesome to have you guys here. Thanks for putting up with this. And I was listening the entire time, so I appreciate everything that was being said and just the chaos that we're dealing with. What did you want me to put up, Andrea?
You're the chaos. That's all I'm going to say.
I know.
No, do you have, and it's on our sheet, I'm sure, but do you want to just put Rick's information?
I will.
That we have up there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then I was probably going to ask Brandon to come on in. And Brandon, you can share whatever you want to share, but can we start with one of your songs?
Yeah, let's do it. Whatever feels good for you guys.
I'm really torn because Peterson, do you have all three of them loaded?
I do.
Okay. Well, I know you wanted to save one for the... Let's put the new one on. Well, we got good listeners and we haven't lost them yet. Should we do the
you
new one right
front
now?
Front Lines or the brand new one? Let me do the brand new one. Yeah, I actually didn't get the title of the new one because it came over on a file today, so... Tell us about your inspiration on your new release.
Yeah, cool. So this is a song called Understand My Love. And I wrote this from the idea of entertaining the thought of reincarnation. You know, there's people you meet on the streets or you connect with and you feel like you've known them much longer than that initial meet and greet. And so I thought about the idea that maybe, you know, we've lived lives more than once. I grew up very conservative Christian. I was told there was one shot at this. You had to believe in Jesus or you were destined to hell. I don't necessarily have that same thought processes anymore. So the idea of reincarnation is pretty cool. It's pretty romantic to me. It's like the idea of like, yeah, maybe we get to try this again. Maybe we get to evolve and devolve and experience life on a myriad of different levels. And so anyways, long story long, that's how this song was birthed. And it's called Understand My Love.
I love it. I need to let you know, it is your song, Understand My Love. I need you to know I took some liberties here, and I hope it's not offensive.
I hope you sing over the top of it the whole time.
Nope. I think it actually fits with what you're saying, so we'll talk about it after we're done.
Let's do it.
Steve. my love. I've been fighting since the day I was born. I'll be fighting long after I'm gone. So I'll be fighting long after I'm gone. Oh. Of my joy. See, I've been dreaming of you before I was born. I'll be loving you long after I'm gone. Cause I'll be loving you long after I'm gone. Oh, I don't know how I feel this hard. Your beauty's always on my mind, love. If I leave you one simple truth, I hope one day, oh, one day you'll understand my love. Ooh. You can take away my last breath, but you'll never steal my innocence. See, I've been dreaming of you before I was born in. I'll be fighting for you to understand my love. Nah, nah, nah. I'll be fighting for you to understand my love.
That was awesome. I don't think I've seen half of those photos in years and years and years. It was like a trip down memory lane. That was really cool. Well, thank you.
And so here's the tough, because I know your backstory a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I never want to put something in that's been in someone's history, that's been in their past, back in their presence for them to deal with at the moment. And you've got, it seems like, a cool crew of people that you hang out with. But I knew I was taking a risk of bringing those relationships back to the front, not knowing the history of your personal relationships. And so I tried to keep that to a limit, but I knew my relationship with you. And it's been absolutely endearing. And it's crazy because in the network of people that we've created, I never knew that this byproduct of missing people was actually going to come into play. But, like, I miss hanging out with you. We've only hung out a couple times. And it's our family. It's our family. I call it our family. So it is what it is. And
I'm honored to be a part of the family, brother. And I can't wait to sleep on your couch and eat all your food.
You can't eat all my food, buddy. That's the problem. It's too much here for you.
No, brother, I'm honored, man. And you know, we're the quality of our relationships, I think, and you know, the fact that we're connected means a lot to me and means that we're doing something right. You know,
they say 100%
the five people that you hang out with the most, right? So to be around good people means I'm doing something right, and obviously you guys are doing something right as well. So honored.
Well, I appreciate that. We got Chad Turner speaking up, Facebook user, ask about my barbecue, yeah. a Facebook user, just let us know real quick. Yeah, we'll give you the shout out. Lots of great comments coming in. It's so awesome to have this network of people, knowing that our ultimate goal is to help others change the narrative right from the beginning. When Andrew, what's in the good? there's a lot of amazing good things happening. My favorite stories, and what you brought up right off the bat, Brandon, was the stories of the Ukraine and how the world is coming. I mean, not fast enough, unfortunately, but the amazing stories that are coming out of the Ukraine, resiliency. Us spoiled little brats in America have never had to deal with anything like this ever. And if you've ever been over to Europe and been through, especially that former Soviet bloc, and seen what Russia in the past, not even now, but Russia in the past with the Bolshevik Revolution and what the Germans and all those had done to that interior part of Europe, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. Jeff Stave, thanks, brother. Great member of our new We the People, man. It's awesome. So, there's so many great, amazing stories out there, and I want to make sure that we capture as many of them as we can, because we don't need to sit back and watch yucky stuff happen.
Nope, not at all. Oh, you put it up there.
I did.
Yep, spoiled brats. It is. I was just telling these guys, I teach middle school, and it's good to know their hearts are there, but it's hard to know that they have zero. So there's a tiny little level of sympathy. There's zero empathy, because some of them go without a meal at night, but so few go without anything ever. And they're just, I feel bad that they watch the news, and it probably seems like a movie. It's not real life to them. It's scary when someone says it's real, but I don't think they have a connection enough to understand that that is real. And we saw just a little reel where, you know, things flew over and everybody ducked, and they're like, are they really afraid it's going to hit them? Like every day, all day long. Yes, they're really afraid that it's going to hit them. And it's just not a concept that any of us have, you know, except for those few that did it, make that choice. But.
Well, and I guess this is kind of my piece. I don't foresee, and maybe I should knock on wood a little bit, I don't foresee us ever having to deal with anything like that other than the frequent, someone's going to break our security. That it's meant to be broken. That's what's going to happen. And we're going to have some stuff happen here and there, but I don't think we'll ever have anything at this magnitude ever happen again, knock on wood. But I won't remember who said this quote. It was one of the football coaches, NFL. I know that, but the comment is, be ready so you don't have to get ready. And that is a piece that we need to ultimately invest in. And that's why the People's Patriot Project is here. And that's why I'm going to assume that's why Rick is here. And I know that's what the stories Brandon brings into our world mean. We have to be ready. So I'm tired of when the tornadoes hit our communities and then we're all rushing to find the answer and the solution. That stuff, I had a different word I was going to use there. That stuff should already be set up. We are that advanced in our country. We are that advanced in our world. We shouldn't have to go out there and these amazing organizations like, these amazing organizations like Bobby Withrow, Texas Fallen, who works his tail off. It shouldn't have to be a piece where all these individual organizations are, hey, help us, help us, help us. It should be ready to go. Boom. Rapid response team. We're ready. We're ready to roll. We're ready to go. We're going to go in. We're going to have the medical things we need. We're going to have the food we need. We're going to have the water we need. That stuff's easy. All right. If you're interested, reach out to us. We have not all the right answers, but a solution to the problem. And so that's the way we're going to direct it. And we've always said we are 100% collaborative. We want to work with other people. We bring Rick on. We bring Brian Gibson is chiming in here. We allow a relationship to build, and we believe in boots on the ground and building relationships. And I think we can do this a lot better. I really do. And that's why we do the show. That's why we bring recognition to those people that are willing to help. So when you call and if you need help, there's help there available now, not while you're in crisis and then waiting for everyone else to figure out what's going on. We want to have the solution for you right now. So reach out to us. There's always a way to give in person for yourself, be a servant, continue to serve if you have served, or find a way to serve if you haven't served. And if you just don't have it in you, we're always willing to take a donation to accommodate those needs that need to be taken care of. So, Andrew, you did such an amazing job right off the bat. We've never practiced this or rehearsed this, and you did absolutely amazing. And we still have a ton of we always said we'll never apologize for it, but my goodness. I mean,
when you're in the heat of the moment trying to figure things
out, we still don't have it figured out. It's good. Jeremy, you know what? That's good. And it's awesome to hear and know that some people do have that stuff ready to go. I appreciate that, because here's one of the things, and I know some of our veterans like to complain about what the VA has done or is doing this and that. And I also know that there's great stories of what the VA has done and what's out there. And I just know that there's two different sides of it, and there's two different things that are going to work, and it's just got to work together. That's what it is. Rick, when you have time, can you type in the private chat how we can reach and contact you? I have your email address. I didn't know if you wanted that out there.
Yeah, you can put that out there.
Okay.
That'll work.
I can grab it for you. I've got it all right here.
There.
You got it? Boom. Okay. Cool. I'm not going to argue about it.
That is probably the best way to contact me right now.
Okay. What is the next big plan? What is there a name? Is there a title? What are we going with?
There is a Warrior Coach.
Warrior Coach.
Yeah.
And what's the next big plan for Warrior Coach?
Put together a group and start waking these people up, get them back in the fight for their life.
What do you need for your group?
People.
Okay. That's,
and I need people. So there is a Facebook group.
Okay.
It's Warrior Kings and Queens United.
Warrior Kings and Queens United. Should I find it odd that with our connections, I haven't seen that yet? So we need to get it out there more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more and more. Did you say are you going to be at that Hope Stock thing this summer? Hope
Stock thing.
I know. I'm trying to save it up so we can put it out there for Brian in a little bit. But
that is the plan.
Okay. Well, that will be cool, because it sounds like there's good things growing out of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there is.
So I'm hearing, but I want to make sure the words are coming out of your mouth. What can we be doing to help you right now, brother?
I mean, that's it. Just put the word out there. Like, I'm here to help. Like, if you're struggling, if you're stressed, if you're overwhelmed, reach out.
We will get the word out there, continue in the network. It's awesome. Because I get to tell the stories about how many times people have reached out to us from other parts of the country. And we don't do referrals. We don't sit there and say, hey, call this number. Hey, email this email. We call the person up right next to us right now and say, hey, you know, Rick, we've got Bill in Michigan right now. He's struggling with a little bit of this, and this is what he needs to get by. And so right now we're working on one in Texas. We have a young lady who just needs a little bit of help, and we're putting it in the network there. We do have a good chunk of people down in Texas. And so we reached out to them today and said, hey, you know, what do we need to do to move forward and to, to get this young lady the help that she needs today. She's a veteran, has dealt with her stuff, and Brian's 100% right. I have his number. If I hear that there's someone in Illinois and or Kentucky, I call Brian up and say, hey, let's troubleshoot this together. Let's work on it together. Let's get the help we need. What are the resources that are needed? And we get it taken care of the best we can with the resources we have. And so, awesome conversation. Mr. Mills, I do want to highlight that I've got it absolutely 100% correct so far every time during the show.
You're crushing it, bro. I'm really proud of you.
I know. And so I will bring light because I'm big enough to know that I can carry that weight. The first time we had Mr. Mills on the show, I had a graphic that was done in cursive, and I guess I couldn't see the end of it, and I went with Brandon Miller. And so I went for about half the show calling him Mr. Miller, and he was so nice. He never said a word about it. And then all of a sudden, well, that's been the joke when we show up to Nashville and get to put paws on each other. It's Mr. Miller, and he's not come up with a unique nickname for me yet. But so that was that's part of our history. It is what it is. That was when we were way babies in doing this thing, and we're on episode 98 now. So we're really excited about what's been going on and what's happening. And what's happening next for you, Brandon?
Ooh, a lot of cool stuff. So I'll be releasing that single that I just played for you guys April 22nd. So if all the fans want to be on, get on Spotify, whatever streaming platform they like, follow me on those socials. That'd be a huge help because I do want to get this music out. I just booked a bunch of gigs, three gigs with Black Rifle Coffee Company. So I'll be supporting them and their nonprofit sector of the veteran community, which is really cool. So if you're in San Antonio or Salt Lake City, or Montana, and I'm trying to think of where that is in Montana. I can shoot that for it to you. You can post that, but I'll be in support of Black Rifle for the summer. And then I've got a tour launching May 29th all the way through June 18th from New York all the way to San Diego. So if people want to get with me, most of them are private house shows. That's my favorite way to perform. I get 30 to 50 people together in somebody's backyard. We fire up the grill. We have community, conscious community, and then I share some music and share some storytelling. Sell my merchandise. It's all donation based, and it's just really to build community. Obviously, get my music out there, pay for gas so I can get across the country. But I'm really there to start building a community and a network within those little like pockets of social spheres. And then when I come back next time, you know, there's other people that want to host. I'm all about it. But that's kind of how I like to live my life and. And my brother's let me borrow his RV, so the summer's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys are interested in either hosting or attending, just hit me up on any of my socials, Brandon Mills Music, and I'd love to see if we can't connect.
I think that's a solid hell yes. that's how I'll say it. I mean, it's because we might have some wee ones up. I'll say, heck yeah. Yeah, let's make that happen. But it's a solid hell for sure. No, awesome. Let's connect and see dates. And we have some things in the work we'd like you to consider in the future, too. So
we'll go on.
Your next song. The one I've got up is Front Lines.
Awesome.
What do you got about that?
Tell you about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is wild. So I got back from Iraq, and I was kind of like that reverse culture shock. I got back to, you know, regular America, and I was like, 2 weeks ago, I was, you know, getting shot at and you know, stepping over IDs and stuff, and now I'm back here, like, everybody's drinking beers and acting like nothing happened. I was like, it was just, it kind of pulled me in a direction that was really challenging. But then I thought about the founding fathers who had to fight a war in our backyard, in their backyard. And then it wasn't like, hey, you get to go back overseas and everything's cool again. It's like now, okay, you won the war and now you have to build a country. And so I was just mesmerized by that resiliency that you were talking about with Ukrainian people, with that was within the Founding Fathers. And I think that's something that we could all use within the scope of life. And so the idea is like, I'm running towards the front lines. I'm running to a new life. I'm constantly pursuing what's uncomfortable so that I can be prepared, that I can be ready, that I can be powerful, I can be strong. And everything that I've ever gone through that was worth a damn, all had a little bit of struggle in it. And so that's the idea behind the song. I hope that makes sense. And yeah,
no, I'm really proud of this. I appreciate that a ton. I'm excited. We'll talk a little bit more after we hear it, but this is Brandon Mills, Frontline.
It's a song I wrote called Frontlines. I'd just gotten back from Iraq, and I was thinking about the Founding Fathers that had to fight a war in their backyard, then had to build a country immediately after.
It's fire on the mountain, so run, boys, run. Grab your guns, be the ones to protect your daughters and your sons. The time is right, save your wives while they're still light. If we don't move now, we might not make it out alive. If come to rob, if come to destroy, well, do your job, never let them take away anything that we love. So here we go, enjoy the show. There's peace among this altar, like a lamb among the slaughter. We might live, and we might die, but I'm running towards the front line. I'm running toward the new life. Made it out alive, did we survive? Battle axe in hands and war scars in our minds. Before I die, remind me to say exactly what happened those fateful bloody days.
Amen. That's I can't handle those videos to begin with, just so you know. I just can't handle them. I was lucky enough not to have to deal with that, but I know many of my brothers and sisters that did. There was something you said, and I just kind of want to – this is my share. You said something before, you know, is about when they were fighting for the revolution, and we had our forefathers who were fighting the British, and when they're done, you know, they had to go plow land and had to build their house and had to build our government, had to build our infrastructure, and and that was so awesome. And I don't know why this hit me, but it's something I want to share, because we do see the face of adversity in our country still. There are some things that don't always match up the way. There is some bad juju in our world, and it I don't get and I don't understand why and when and where it raises its evil head, but there is some pieces that I would consider revolutionary in our country. We're less than 300 years old, and this project has been amazing. It hasn't been perfect. I get some peoples didn't have the liberties and the freedoms that they should have had right off the bat. Totally get it. If you need me to say it, I'll say the people from Africa, the people from China, the people from Ireland. They didn't have other freedoms when they came here, and I'm going to bring light to that. So there is a time and place to start that revolution, and that's a piece that I got out of your song as well. We have to be ready, so we don't have to get ready, and that's where it's at. And I'm glad. I'm happy to be an American. I'm happy to live in this country. There's the video that talks about being the world's greatest country and where we've gone and the stuff that we lost, and I can follow that along as well. But I'm amazed at the people of our country who are willing to help others. And that's the part that we want to highlight. Our soldiers, our first responders, our medical people. I've seen over the last 3 years people give. And don't get me wrong, I've also seen the people that have take. And we're not going to celebrate you. We're not. We're going to celebrate those that give, and we're going to continue to do that. And we are going to continue. We had a little troll on our page the other day that our crew went amazing. The People's Patriot Project Network stepped up and said, hey, there's a place and a time to grow. That's what Rick wants to do. We want to grow. Awesome. Awesome music, awesome craft, awesome mission, awesome people doing awesome things. That's what we're going to celebrate. See, I got my headphones and everything locked up, and then I get to steal the show is what I get to do, right?
See what happens?
Listen to you talk.
Whatever we can do to help, and again, we're going to continue to build this as big and as fast as we can, and we are going to help as many as we can with as many resources as we can get our hands on. And that's why we need all of you. We need to redevelop that Uncle Sam and go back to the World War I, World War II era where we need you. We do need you. If you can't get out there and get boots on the ground, please help with some of the limited resources you have. I mean, we can take donations of canned goods. We can take old clothes. We can take old automobiles. Those come a little bit harder to come by, but that's if you have those. We can give you a tax receipt for any of it. We could take your time. We could take your brain. And again, we could take probably limited resources of your income. But that's not the point and purpose of why we do this. The point and purpose is so that we can lighten the load to our other brothers and sisters that are out there and give them a chance to recalibrate. That's why we're here. Anything in closing, Rick?
No, I got nothing right now.
Oh.
Miss Eichmann, anything in closing?
Oh, I have a ton. I have a ton. You got me all geared up to speak all night.
Okay,
you
came do back. It.
No, I'm kidding. I was kidding. No, I just thanks again, you guys, for being on. Brandon, awesome to hear. I'm sorry. So maybe you might have been on a little shelf. You pop up every once in a while, but when I spoke to you the other day and you came off the shelf and you were back in the, I still listen, I don't have time. So all summer long, I'm going to revamp my whole playlist and get everything back in there because now I haven't, like, seriously, this is the fifth or sixth time I've listened to your song just today, the new one. And then I was listening cool. to Glistening. Is that, mm-hmm. Yes. So I put that on. I was like, oh my gosh, where has it been? How come I, So I got all excited again. So I just.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be releasing 4 new songs in the next 4 months. So I'll try to send those to you. But yeah, just follow me on whatever platform you listen to, and you'll get notified. But thank you for all the love and support. And Rick, I'm gonna get it with you offline. I want to hear more about NLP. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool,
for sure.
That's very cool. And we're gonna have to get you in Minnesota over the summer. So I hope you're not completely booked up, but we're gonna have to try to put that together.
I've got some open days. So yeah, let's talk. I'd love to come out and eat some barbecue.
Oh, too easy.
Awesome. Yeah, let's.
We'll
do that.
Just make it happen. If it's backyard and you want to eat my food, that's a piece of cake.
I love it, brother. Sign me up.
Keep us posted on those dates because I don't want to step out of line. I mean, we could launch your stuff on WP3 Radio at any given moment. So we want to get your stuff out there and we promote it as much and as fast as we can for you as well. And
let's talk. We'll talk offline. Let's set something up for Minnesota because I'm driving through there, but I didn't even think about you guys. I'm feel okay. Terrible. But we'll lock it in because I've got a few free dates.
Oh, very cool.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So our last song is, and we'll close with this one. Our last song is kind of our. It can't be an anthem because of the way it was written. But it is a recalibration. It's the story of Brandon's recalibration. It's what got him to click. It was the piece. It's what got him home, all the way home. We talk about that all the time. Come home, let's bring you home. This was it. So this is kind of the one that when I think of Brandon Mills and his movement in our world, this is my anthem for him. And I know he's put a lot of work into it. I know it means a lot to him. Do you need to say anything more about it, Brandon?
I don't even know what song we're talking about. I have a guess.
Don't mistake.
Yeah. It's all about, it was for me about like learning how, and I'm sure Rick can attest to this, is like true authenticity is vulnerable. True authenticity is love. And we're not necessarily taught those things in the military units, but the kindness and the love that I have is not a weakness, it's a strength. And that's the whole point of the song. To coming to finding the most true and authentic self as a man who loves on purpose, like you guys do. You're putting this crew together. You're doing this on purpose. It's not a weakness. Don't mistake it for such. It's a strength. I got your back. Also, don't try to tread on me, bro. You know what I mean?
I love it. This is Brandon Mills. Don't mistake. Patriot Pride.
Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I choose love, but you will never beat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Just because I speak peace, you'll never defeat this. No. I've been through two foreign wars. Seen innocent bloodshed on the pavement, still don't know what for. It seems like we can corrupt a whole country. We got to give access to the people who have less. Strong arms, weak souls. Shallow men always fighting for control. The governments pretend to represent. It's farther from the truth with every lie that they present. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I choose love, but you will never beat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Just because I speak peace, you'll never defeat this. Letting go no longer keep its score. Learning how to serve love from the deepest of my core. Warriors uniting around the world. And demons flee when I and we walk along in harmony. Strong hearts, bold souls. Humble teachers leading louder than the ghosts. Noble men connect to represent. Fall divided, stand united, evolve when we respect.
Maybe it's you after us, or maybe it's us versus them. Or maybe it's me versus myself, a battle I take from within. Giving up God versus myself, and God.
God bless America. God bless my soul. And God bless America.
Hi. This right here is my declaration. Reparations and separation. It took some time for that preparation. They ain't here. Oh,
God bless my soul.
I pledge allegiance to my own allegiance. No man down, only stand down. Better stand for me, cause I'm a man now. Let's go.
Mistake my kindness for weakness. I choose love, but you will never beat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Just because I speak peace, you'll never defeat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I choose love, but you will never beat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Just because I speak peace, you'll never defeat this. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I choose love, but you will never. Never defeat this. You'll never defeat this. No.
Fuck off.